Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, everyone. This is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff. Grown Up
Stuff. Kalen's Entertainment Report is on The Fred Show.
Oh my goodness, more billboards with QR codes have popped up in major cities around the world. So by now, we know, and of course we're talking Taylor Swift. Do I have to say that?
I don't know if we have to.
But by now we know they all link to a letter. One letter that will, of course, eventually spell something out. So we have to do a bit of decoding. We also keep seeing the number 2 and the word Fortnite, which, if you didn't know, means 2 weeks. And then over at Target, there's a spot on shelves where the new album, The Tortured Poets Department, will sell with the price. But there's a spot right next to it with the word Serpentine and the price. So are we also getting Reputation?
That's the snake, right?
That's the snake.
Okay.
And if you didn't know why it's the snake, and she hasn't released that re-recording yet, but when Kim and Kanye lied on her about that phone conversation, people kept putting snakes in her comments, and, you know, she disappeared for a while, and when she came back, she became the snake persona and was like, I'm in my demon era now. I am the snake.
So
that's when she was hissing and stuff.
So the two could be two albums, is what you're saying.
It might be, but also it could be something to do with the clock on her website that ends today at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Oh.
So we will have more answers then, or perhaps more questions. But I had to take Benadryl yesterday. I'm scratching my skin off. I can't take this. I have a job. I have other tasks to do. So I'm going to need her to tell us now.
So the Tortured Poets Department is a brand new album.
Brand new album.
And then now people are saying that she had time to re-record Reputation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hasn't been released yet, so I don't know. Also, people are saying that her album leaked, so I'm seeing a lot of fighting amongst the Swifties saying, like, you're not a real fan.
Right.
You didn't listen, did you?
Get sued real quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were looking bashful. I'm like, did you listen to it?
No.
Speaking of Kanye, the LAPD wants to speak with him regarding a battery incident that went down Tuesday night. Cops were told that he punched a dude who allegedly assaulted his wife, Bianca. A rep for Kanye says assault just really isn't the best word. I guess this man put his hand up her skirt, was grabbing her waist, blowing her kisses. In retaliation, Kanye punched him. And I don't stand for violence, but I don't blame him if that's what happened, honestly. Cops plan to reach out to Kanye for his side of the story and will speak to witnesses. But by the way, the couple was spotted at Disneyland with Young Lean earlier on Tuesday. I don't know if it happened there. They did say it happened at night. So,
what kind of outfit is she wearing at Disneyland? Like,
we need to look because I'm sure that was the happiest place on earth for
Plus,
some people.
That story, like she said, she was wearing a skirt. Like, I've never seen this woman wear pants in my, like, anything bottom.
Honestly, that's, like, nun style for her. If she's wearing a skirt, I'm proud of her. But no, if that happened, I mean, that's obviously horrible. So we'll get to the bottom of that for you. And Sydney Sweeney responded to that Hollywood producer, Carol Baum, who said she isn't pretty and she can't act. She said that a Hollywood veteran like Carol, the fact that she would attack her makes her really sad. And her rep said, if that's what she learned in her decades in the industry and feels it's appropriate to teach her students, that's shameful. To unjustly disparage a fellow female producer speaks volumes about Miss Baum's character. Carol's comments came after she said she watched Sydney's movie Anyone But You. I know my sister loved it. Kiki said it was super cute. I haven't seen it yet. I do think it's on Netflix, so I'm going to watch it. It looks adorable. The dude from Top Gun is in it. But Carol has since backtracked on those comments. She says she regrets saying it, and crapping on an actor like that isn't usually her style, but she did say in public, so I guess she does it in private. Carol, who the hell are you? Buffy hasn't been on for years. More to check out online today. Lana Del Rey calling out someone from her team, and a rapper recreated the iconic sexy Tupac photo where he's in the bathtub with all the diamonds. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one can do it better than Babu, but if you want to see it, it's on FredShowRadio.com.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff. Grown Up
Stuff. My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.